In the privacy of your own home. As opposed to what? The privacy of someone else's home? You have no privacy in someone else's home. That's why you got your own home. Down the pike. He was the meanest guy ever to come down the pike. Fine. But what about guys who come up the pike? Not everyone lives north of the pike. Some guys have to come up the pike, and they're really mean because nobody mentions them at all. And what about a guy who doesn't even use the pike? He arrives on Amtrak. Boy, was the meanest guy ever to arrive on Amtrak. Doesn't sound right, does it? Like a bat out of hell. We say some guy was going like a bat out of hell. Well, how do we know how fast a bat would leave hell? Maybe he would leave real slowly. In fact, why should we assume that a bat would even want to leave hell? Maybe he likes it there. Maybe hell is just right for a bat. Maybe it's bat heaven. And now that we're on this subject, how do we know hell has bats in the first place? What would a bat be doing in hell? Usually a bat is in the belfry. Why would he want to split his time between two places? Then again, maybe that's why he's in such a hurry to leave hell. He's due back at the belfry. And why do we say out like a light? The primary function of a light is to be lit, not to be out. Why choose a light to represent the concept of being out? Why not on like a light? The same is true of dropping like flies. The wrong quality is being emphasized. Flies are known for flying, not dropping. And let's forget meteoric rise. Meteors don't rise. They fall. You can talk until you're blue in the face. Well, you can't talk until you're blue in the face. In order to talk, you need oxygen. Blueness of the face is caused by a lack of oxygen. So if you're blue in the face, you probably stopped talking a long time ago. You might be making some gestures. In fact, if you're running out of oxygen, I would imagine you're making quite a number of gestures, and rather flamboyant ones at that. When we point out someone's lack of popularity, especially a politician's, we sometimes say, he couldn't get elected dog catcher. Well, first of all, since when do they elect dog catchers? I've never seen one on the ballot, have you? The last time you were in the voting booth, did it say president, vice president, dog catcher? No. And why do they imply that getting elected dog catcher would be easy? I think it would be hard. A lot of people have dogs. They wouldn't vote for you, and many of the people who don't have dogs still like them. I should think it would be quite difficult to get elected dog catcher. One thing leads to another. Not always. Sometimes one thing leads to the same thing. Ask an addict. The pen is mightier than the sword, needs to be changed, needs to be updated. It's overdue. It should have been changed much earlier in the 20th century to the typewriter is mightier than the machine gun. But at this point, it should probably read, the word processor is mightier than the particle beam weapon. Unidentified person. Well, what exactly is an unidentified person? Doesn't everyone have an identity? Maybe they mean he's a person they can't identify, but that would make him an unidentifiable person. I guess if nothing else, he could always be referred to as that guy we can't identify. Open a can of worms. Well, why would you have to open it? Are there really sealed cans of worms? Who sealed them? Worms are usually put in a can after it has been opened and emptied of something else, like corn or pumpkin meat. Uncover a can of worms, maybe, but not open. Wild and woolly. Whenever I hear something described as wild and woolly, I always wonder where the woolly part comes in. Wild, I understand, but woolly? I have some sweaters that are woolly, but they're kind of conservative. They're not wild at all. In the wrong place at the wrong time. How can this be? Shouldn't it be in the right place at the wrong time? If a guy gets hit by a stray bullet, he's in the right place, where his day's activities have taken him, at the wrong time, when a bullet is passing by. If it were the wrong place, the bullet wouldn't have been there. Here's another. In the right place at the right time. That's also questionable. Let's say a guy wins a prize for being a bank's millionth customer. All you really have to say is he was in the right place. After all, it had to be the right time. That's the only time they were giving away the prize. If it hadn't been the right time, it wouldn't have been the right place. 20 minutes later, the bank wouldn't be the right place anymore. You never know. Not true. Sometimes you know. You don't have to be a rocket scientist implies that rocket scientists are somehow smart. Well, how smart can they be? They build machines that travel thousands of miles to drop fire and radiation on people. That doesn't sound smart to me. The oldest trick in the book. Sometimes in the movies, when the bad guy is holding a gun on the good guy says, "It won't work, Scarfelli. My men are right behind you with their guns drawn." And the bad guy says, "You can't fool me, Murdoch. That's the oldest trick in the book." Well, exactly what book are these guys talking about? Have you ever seen a book with a bunch of tricks in it? Magic tricks, maybe, but I don't think the thing with the guns would be in there, do you? A prostitute might have a book of tricks, but once again, probably no mention of the two guys with the guns. And anyway, even if there really were a book with a lot of tricks in it, how would you know which trick was the oldest? They were all printed at the same time. You'd have to say, "You can't fool me, Murdoch. That's the trick that appears earliest in the book." But I guess that's not good movie dialogue, is it? When they say someone is not going to win any popularity contests, what popularity contests are they talking about? I've never heard of these contests. Where do they have them? And who wins? Whoever is winning these popularity contests can't be all that popular. You never hear about them. You could hear a pin drop. Well, you can't hear a pin drop. Not even a bowling pin. When a pin is dropping, it's just floating through the air. There's very little noise. You might be able to hear a pin land, but certainly not drop.